Deer donations were down in southern Wisconsin last year because hunters, butchers, and food banks were worried about the health risks of eating deer that had not been tested for CWD. But Department of Natural Resources spokesperson Lori Fike says statewide test results show the disease has not spread, and that's reassured many people.
It just seems that the media scare over CWD last year has settled down quite a bit, and the hunters that may not have hunted last year are out there again this year.
Larry Clark of the Lodi Sausage Company agrees. Last year, his company didn't process donated deer because of concerns about meat safety. But this year, there's an early hunting season in parts of Columbia County, and he's already got 800 pounds of venison ground and packaged and ready to send to local food pantries.
In this area, it's an urnabuck, and they have to shoot a doe first. So a lot of them can't use themselves, two deer or more, so they are donating a race. So we've already got a lot of them in and processed already.
Clark expects to send about 3,000 pounds of donated deer to food pantries this year. Last year, hunters donated 250,000 pounds of venison to food pantries statewide. The DNR covers the cost of processing through a voluntary surcharge on hunting licenses and bonus deer tags. There are now 112 butchers in the state taking part in the program. Lee Dudek coordinates Hunt for the Hungry, a regional donation program in northeast Wisconsin. He's hoping for more this year because he says there's a greater need. The number of families eligible for food assistance in Green Bay is up by more than a third.
CWD has not been found up in our area, so it has not been a concern. And obviously, more hunters are out there hunting, and the pantries are definitely anxious to get this donated venison in. They are getting it in right now, and it's going out the door as fast as they can get it in.
But that's not the case in southern Wisconsin. In Milwaukee County, the Hunger Task Force has decided not to accept donated venison. Director Sherry Tussler says no Milwaukee butchers will process donated deer, and she's not convinced it's safe.
Without the reassurance that the food has been processed appropriately or that it is safe for human consumption, it just doesn't make sense. And frankly, we get a lot of other meat donated, so we were in a position where it just, in terms of weighing risk and measuring outcomes, it didn't make any sense.
Food banks and processors in 11 other southern counties are not participating in the deer donation program. Some meat processors have opted out because they're worried their equipment may get contaminated if they butcher a potentially infected deer. Since the disease was first discovered 2 years ago, more than 200 deer have tested positive for CWD, all from a 400-square-mile area near Mount Horeb. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.